5. We've been hearing a lot about record coal prices of late and how good they could be for the Queensland economy. Coal isn't the only energy export that's in ultra-high demand at the moment. Natural gas. Prices for it are soaring in the Northern Hemisphere, reaching new records on fears of an energy crunch over the coming winter. Queensland does export its gas around the world. The sector is worth billions to our economy and it employs thousands of people. So what might these record prices in the Northern Hemisphere mean for Queensland? Well, the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association, or APEA, are the peak voice for gas miners and exporters in this state. CEO Andrew McConville is with us this afternoon on Drive. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
G'day, Adam. An absolute pleasure.
So when we talk about natural gas, can we just get a basic understanding as to kind of how it's sold on the world market? Is there one set price, or does it differ depending on where you are?
Look, it does differ. I mean, what we tend to see here in Australia, we're talking about exports. We are really based around Asian markets. What we're seeing in Europe is really around sort of they get a lot of their gas from Russia, for example. So our market is driven much more by demand out of Japan, Korea, Taiwan, and yes, China as well, and we are starting to see a bit of a crunch come in China. But we're, at least from an export standpoint, very much driven by the Asian markets as opposed to, you know, what we're seeing in Europe. So there is differences, and then in the US, completely different kettle of fish again. It's a very, very large domestic market supplied by itself.
Isn't that interesting that gas is a little bit different in that regard, different prices in different parts of the world? Regardless, would if these are sustained, these very high prices in Europe, will they have some flow-on effect into Asia and then hence to our exporters?
Well, look, potentially, Adam, they might. I mean, about 75% to 80% of the gas sold as export here in Queensland is sold on long-term contracts, and that's a good thing for Queensland because that allows us to invest with confidence. I mean, you know, gas prices are spot prices, so that's excess cargoes are at record levels now. But we should keep in mind that, you know, just 12 months ago, you know, gas prices were actually in negative territory, for example, in the US, so people were having to be paid to take gas. So, you know, it is a very volatile market. But yes, what we will see here is, you know, good, strong demand for Australian gas as we move into the Northern Hemisphere winter. So as it starts to get cold in Japan, China, Korea, we will see demand going very strongly. And you know, we have seen that. We're seeing exports at record levels. In terms of translating to price, look, it won't be a gold mine in that context because of these long-term contracts. What we'll see is spot cargoes, so extra cargoes of gas that we might want to sell because we have that availability, will be, you know, potentially achieving good prices. But I think what we want to see here in Queensland is, you know, really stable long-term contracts because that allows us to invest. And, you know, what we've seen here, you know, over the last decade, $106 billion in the gas industry in Queensland, and that's a lot of investment, and importantly also about $13 billion paid in tax. So it's that longer-term stability that we're really looking for, but we would expect that, yeah, things are going to be a bit tight in the Northern Hemisphere, and we'll see good, strong demand for gas coming out of Queensland as we go into the northern winter.
What potential for growth is there in Queensland when it comes to natural gas?
Yeah, look, it's a really good story, Adam. We've just done some work with Ernst & Young, one of the big global consulting houses, and you know, they've estimated that there's an opportunity for about an extra 7,000 petajoules of gas. Now, that probably means not a great deal to your listeners, but one petajoule of gas would power a town like Townsville for a year. So it's a lot of gas, and, you know, that's a real export opportunity for Queensland, and that's probably a couple of thousand jobs as well over the next 20 years. So we see that there's a great opportunity. We've got lots of supply here in Queensland, and you know, we've got a good appetite for investment. So it is a good story.
And what are some of the areas of untapped potential in Queensland that explorers are looking at right now?
Yeah, look, I mean, we've seen really strong development in the Surat Basin, obviously, over the last sort of 7 or 8 years in the coal seam gas fields there. But, you know, the Bowen Basin, the Galilee, sort of further north and west, and then even down, you know, into the very southwest of the state and the Cooper Basin, you know, there are very good reserves in there. So, you know, gas, the potential for gas isn't really, I suppose, the issue here in Queensland. It's making sure that we get the investment to get it out of the ground, and that's really what we're focused on, is trying to work with the Queensland government, who are being very, very supportive of continuing to develop the industry, because we can develop gas here in Australia and Queensland that can supply the big manufacturing hubs in Sydney and Victoria and also into Asia. So, you know, there's a great opportunity for us, but we've got to continue to have that investment to develop that supply, and those basins certainly have plenty of gas for us to develop.
I'm hearing you from Andrew McConville with Apia. He's the CEO. Gas is a fossil fuel. How does it stack up against coal, for instance, when it comes to emissions?
Yeah, look, it's about half. When it's burned to generate electricity, it's about half the emissions of coal. Now, you know, there are differences with coal as well, depending on what sort of coal you're burning. But what we see is, you know, natural gas is about half the emissions for coal. It won't replace, or it can't replace at the present point in time, the big baseload that coal provides. But what we're seeing is there is some switching in countries like China, in Japan. So they're switching out of coal into gas, and that's helping reduce emissions in those countries. And what we're seeing here in Australia is the role of natural gas in supporting the uptake of renewables. They're very complementary. So, you know, when there's intermittency because of whether it's dark or it's not windy or what have you, then natural gas can ensure that stability of supply. And for an electricity grid like ours, which is a national grid, that's really, really important. So we will see some switching out of coal into gas. We also see that gas doesn't have, you know, many substitutes when we talk about it as a feedstock for manufacturing. So only about a third of gas is used in power generation. The other 70% is to power, you know, for homes, for heating, for hot water, and in manufacturing. So whether that be, you know, smelting steel, aluminium, making plastics, making glass, a lot of the things we take for granted, you know, the clothes on our back, the cars we drive, the roads the cars drive on, all of these things are made from oil and gas. And you know, we see that that will have a long-term future. And what we're focused on then is how do we take the emissions out of that energy source, which is a big part of the future of our industry.
And does zero net emissions by 2050, what does it mean for natural gas?
Well, you know, we as an industry association, we as an industry are absolutely, you know, committed to supporting those policies which are going to deliver net zero by 2050, and we think that that's going to drive the sort of technology and innovation that we need. You know, gas is the easiest product to turn into hydrogen, and we'll also see things like carbon capture and storage, which will help take the emissions out of using gas. So a real strong commitment from our industry, and we think that we're going to be at the forefront of helping support, you know, low emissions energy here in Queensland.
Andrew McConville, thank you very much for joining us.
Great pleasure, Adam, anytime.
That's Andrew McConville with us on ABC Radio, CEO of the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association, known as APIA, and we're learning a little bit more about our very significant natural gas sector in Queensland. Andrew mentioning there $106 billion it has produced for the Queensland economy over the past decade, employing some 36,000 people.